Blog Talk Radio.
I get the storybook. Y'all tucked in? Here we go. Once upon a time, not long ago, when people wore pajamas and lived life slow, where laws were stern and justice stood, and people were behaving like they ought to good, there lived a little boy who was misled by another little boy, and this is what he said. Me and you tonight, we're gonna make some cash, robbing old folks and making the dash. They did the job, money came with ease, but one couldn't stop, it's like he had a disease. He robbed another and another and a sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was a DC undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said, "Keep still, boy, no need for static." Punched him in his belly and he gave him a slap. But little did he know the little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun, he said,
"Why'd you hit me?
Why'd you hit me?" The barrel was set straight for the cop's kidney. The cop got scared, the kid he thought to figure,
I'll do years if I pull this trigger.
So he cold-dashed and ran around a block. Cop radios into another lady cop. He ran by a tree, there he saw the sister. Shot for the head, he shot back when he missed her. Looked around good and from expectations, he decided he'd hit for the subway stations. But she was coming and he made a left. He was running top speed till he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building. Ran up the stairs up to the top floor. Opened up a door there, guess who he saw? Dave the dope fiend shooting dope. Who don't know the meaning of water nor soap, he said.
I need bullets. Hurry up, run.
The dope fiend brought back a spanking shotgun. He went outside, but there were cops all over. Then he dipped into a car, a stolen Nova. Raced up the block doing 83. Crashed into a tree near university. Escaped alive, though the car was battered. Rat-a-tat-tatted and all the cops scattered. Ran out of bullets and he still had static. Grabbed the pregnant lady and pulled out the automatic. Pointed at her head, he said the gun was full of lead. He told the cops, "Back off, for honey here's dead." Deep in his heart, he knew he was wrong. So he let the lady go and he starts to run on. Siren sounded, he seemed astounded. And before long, the little boy got surrounded. He dropped his gun, so went the glory. And this is the way I have to end this story. He was only
17
in a madman's dream.
On,
the cop shot the kid, I still hear him scream.
This ain't... So you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live on Blog Talk Radio, thank you, guys, for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you, guys, for tuning in as well. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in. You can listen live to the show. And if you'd like to make a comment or give your opinion on today's episode, just press the number 1 on your keypad and I will put you on the air. Now, before we get started, let's thank our sponsor. Today's show is being sponsored by CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right? Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. And again, welcome. Now, those of you who are listening via Facebook and Twitter, I appreciate you guys tuning in to the show. And Those who are listening via live on my show page, thank you guys for tuning in. Right now it's 71 degrees in the ATL. We had a high today of 80. Low tonight, 59. Tomorrow, 86. Thursday, 89. Friday, 90 degrees. Friday, 90 degrees sunshine. And you know, I mean, the weather is crazy. We go from, 70 degrees right now to the 90s on Friday, 92 on Saturday, 93 on Sunday, 91 on Monday, 90 on Tuesday. It's going to be hot, right? For a few days anyway. So anyway, that's your weather again. Just hot over the next few days, hot and sunny. All right. Now, today's word of the day is menagerie. Menagerie. Menagerie is a noun, and it means a place where animals are kept and trained, especially for exhibition. Okay? A place where animals are kept and trained, especially for exhibition. That's a menagerie. Okay? So that's a good word. Word of the day. Good stuff. All right? And, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. And welcome. Now, I see a lot of people joining the show right now, just joining the show. But thank you, guys, for tuning in. And I want to get right into the show because I know a lot of you guys are tuning in and want to hear what's going on. But I want to say this before I get started. And you guys can tune to another show, whatever you want to do. It's a free country, right? But this show is not going to be about a 14-year-old girl that gets raped. Okay? This show is going to be about, I mean, I'm going to tell you what happened, but this show is going to be about what I've always talked about with my listeners is social media. Social media is just, it's turned into a crime zone. Crime zone that I know you guys don't want to be involved in. Okay? I know you don't want to be involved in. I know you like social media. I know it's something that you know, you can watch 24/7. People posting there all the time. And this 14-year-old, she got caught up in Instagram, through Instagram, you know. And I don't have an Instagram page. I don't know how that works. I'm sure, you know, one of my girls do. But Instagram is how this, and she got caught up with a 19-year-old guy. Okay? And then this 19-year-old guy was talking to her, yada, yada, and next thing you know, they wanted to meet. Okay? They wanted to meet. And, you know, the 19-year-old young man, I'm going to say, 19-year-old young man, he lured her into that. You know what I'm saying? We talking, you know, say I'm the 19-year-old and this, you know, we got a 14-year-old girl on the hook. Now, we talking back and forth for days, maybe weeks. And now I'm like, hey, why don't we meet? I'll drive to your city. You're not far from me. Okay, and she agreed to that. He wants to meet her parents, and then this the kicker. The kicker is he was gonna bring his 45-year-old dad with him. Now, don't quote me on the dad thing. Okay, he may have been his uncle, but they're related. Okay, And the 45-year-old was put in jail about 10 years ago for sexual assault. And then this this 45-year-old got out of jail for sexual assault back in, I think, November or December last year. Right? And so not even, we're in the fifth month, so maybe 6 months ago, he gets out of jail. And not even 6 months after he get out of jail, he's committing another sexual assault. This time, he's raping somebody. Oh, man, you know. And now he used his 19-year-old son or 19-year-old nephew, whatever, whichever they are, to lure this 14-year-old. So he take his uncle or whatever to this girl's house in another county, city, wherever, right? And then she lets him meet her mom. So, of course, he, you know, talk to her, whatever, smooth talking, you know, like, we're going to go out and, you know, we're going to go to the mall and do this and that. Okay. I'm going to stop right there. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and give me your comments. And what I'm saying is that this girl been on Instagram. She been back and forth with this 19-year-old. All of a sudden, this 19-year-old's at her house with his dad, with his uncle or whatever, to meet her and her mom. Then what happens is her mom agrees to them going and to the mall or to shopping or whatever, right? So she gets in the car with these guys, 14 years old. 14 years old. Never, you know, I guess she saw pictures on Instagram of him and stuff. But never met this guy in person a day in her life to this day. You guys can go read the story. 14 years old. 14 years old, and you let your 14-year-old go to the mall or whatever with somebody that she's never met. She only seen him on Instagram. And then he come here with his, I know her mom wish she knew it now, but knew it then, but he comes in with his sexual assault daddy, whatever the hell he is. You know what I'm saying? And she lets him go. Unbelievable. There's no way I'd let my 14-year-old go with someone that she's never met in person before. You may say, oh, Dad, he's a friend from school. Okay, how long you been doing this, dude? We've been doing, a couple of years. Okay, he go to middle school. You got to vet your kids. You got to ask them questions. So they lure her from her home, and then they take her to their home. And the next thing you know, she's going to the basement. And then this 19-year-old and this 45-year-old rapes her, assaults her many times. Dads or moms listening to the show right now, can you believe it? If you're 14-year-old or 15-year-old or however old they are, was being raped and assaulted somewhere I mean, I can't imagine that. I can't imagine, you know, my daughter coming home crying and all in, you know, scared and shaking, saying that somebody had raped her. Man, I would lose my mind. Think about the parent, how she felt for letting her 14-year-old go with these guys. And then they take her and they rape her repeatedly. She didn't die or anything. She lived through the horror. But what I'm saying, guys, to watch your kids on this social media, I have to do it too. I'm talking to myself. I got two girls. They constantly looking at those phones. Constantly. I have to threaten them with taking their phones before I can get anything out of them. Get a little work out of them. Give me your phone till you finish the kitchen. Give me your phone till you're done with your room. Give me your phone till you're done with that bathroom. Give me your phone till you're done vacuuming. And that gets it done. But that phone, that's their connection. That's their connection to the outside world. They aren't using the computer. They aren't using they aren't on the desktops. They aren't on the laptops. They're on these phones. And if they got access 24/7, you have no idea what's going on. I have to get better. Some of y'all are good at this. I'm not. I have to get better. I have to do better with my girls. Because, you know, I wouldn't be able to live with myself if something like this happened to my girls. Man, just imagine that, man. Guys who are listening to the show right now, you know, if you have a daughter, you know how you feel about that daughter. You know how you feel about that little girl. I don't care if she's 30 years old. You can still look at her and see her when she was 5 years old. Or even a teenager at 14 like this girl. Man, for somebody to hurt her like that, man, that's trouble. So, like I said, this show, you know, was not about the 14-year-old girl. I wanted to tell y'all the story. But at the same time, I wanted to let y'all know that Instagram, I mean, I can't say too much crazy stuff about Facebook because Facebook's different. And then, you know, but Instagram and this Snapchat and all this stuff is not good for our kids. So try to get your kids away from it. Try to lure them, and I say lure, try to get them away from Instagram and Snapchat. Try to get them away from this social media. Try to get them away. When I was growing up, the only social media we had was the telephone. Y'all with me? That's all the social media we had was the telephone. I could pick up the phone and dial your number, get in touch with you, but I had to have your number. And it makes things, you know, so much bigger now is the internet. They don't, you know, I can, you know, you just tell me your address, I'll be there. I can put it in my GPS, I'll be there. When we were coming up, you'd be like, how you get to your house? Give me the direction. Okay, turn left on Highway 41. Once I get off the highway, then once I turn left on 41, what do I do? Well, you're gonna go through three stoplights, you know, and then you'll see a McDonald's on your right and something on your left. Turn right at that McDonald's right there. That's gonna be Old Hemp Hill Road. I mean, that's how we did it. That's how we did it back in the day. We didn't have this GPS on your phone where you say, "Okay, what's your phone number, buddy? What's your house number, buddy?" And then you just put it in your phone, and then they tell you, "Hey, it's gonna be 27 minutes before you're there. Get directions, bloop. Okay, turn left and such and such road." And you got directions right there. But when we were growing up, you had to get somebody to physically. And when I say physically, you had to write them down. Physically give you directions to the house. And then, you know, sometimes you get lost doing that. Then you had to stop. Find a quarter so you could put in the payphone and call their house and say, hey, George. Hey, I'm right here at Ashby and Northside Drive. Oh, man, I'm lost. Okay, you see that such number? That's how we got directions. And again, we didn't have cell phones. We didn't have all this social media. We didn't have all this stuff. But now you got Instagram, Snapchat. Cell phones, MapQuest, where you get the different places, everything. Man, these kids are spoiled. But this girl, you know, she got caught up on Instagram. She let her guard down. And the next thing you know, she's in the car with someone, a 19-year-old and a 45-year-old. They're taking her to their house, take her in the basement, and rape her repeatedly. Hey, guys, we have a caller from the 919 area code, the first three digits of 637. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Hey, who's this, and where you calling from?
What's going on, Frank? This is JD from Kanye.
JD, what's happening, brother?
Not much, man. How you doing?
I'm good, man. You okay?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm doing good, man. This is my first time hearing about the girl here, man. That's crazy.
Oh yeah, man. It's sick, man.
That's sick, man. It's the fact that she's a little girl that makes it sick. But any man or anybody that feel like they gotta take advantage of a woman, you know, that's just that you sick in the head, and you should be dealt with on a whole nother level other than serving time. You know,
other than serving time, right?
And you know, you your consequences need to be far greater than just sitting in the jail cell. I mean, if I was a CEO and you've been proven guilty of doing something like that, I'm gonna let whoever want to get at you.
Yeah. Yeah, and when you think about it, he didn't even, you know, these guys, you know, I don't like the thing on females anyway, but then to go after these teenagers, man, that's what get me. Why he ain't go try to grab a hold of a 30-year-old or 40-year-old woman?
Right.
Not saying that that's okay, but why go after these little kids, man?
Yeah, either way it's wrong, but as a man to go after a little girl is just so cowardly, man. And like you say, as far as, you know, I got a little girl too, man. I can't even imagine, like, I would, he might not, he not, one of us ain't making it to a jail cell. I'm probably gonna die about it.
Yeah. Yeah. It has to be, man, because it's gonna hurt you so much. It's gonna hurt you so much that you almost wouldn't be able to live with yourself without being able to do something about it, man.
Right. And it is social media. I'm part of the. I'm not really. I guess you could say I'm part of the social media age. And it is. It's too much access through the social media, man. Like some of these apps give you location without you even knowing. So anybody has access to you. So and that's crazy too. So sometimes you gotta go into these apps and cut off your location. You have
location,
to manually go in there and cut it off because it automatically will upload where you're located. You might be at the mall and then tell everybody that you're friends with that your location is the mall.
It's the mall. Right. I did a show the other day about a lady. She was in another state, but she had just won a settlement from a personal injury case, and she put it on Facebook. And, man, not even 30 minutes later, two guys were breaking into her house, man, and killed her and messed up two other people that was in the house coming after that money.
Wow. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, yep. So like you say, I know my son right now, he the age with him and his friends are on the Instagram, and I try to monitor it as much as I can, but like you say, at times I be so consumed with what I got going on, I feel like I need to do better, even though he's a boy, and I'm more comfortable with what he may got going on. He's still vulnerable to all this stuff too, so I got to stay on top of my game as far as that too.
Everybody, man. Everybody vulnerable, man. You never know what's out there. What they try to lure you with or whatever, man. You just have to try to stay conscious of what's going on all the time, man. Especially with your kids.
Yep.
Hey, JD, I appreciate you calling, man. Keep listening to the show, bro.
Yes, sir.
All right, I appreciate it, man. Take care, man.
All right.
So that's the caller said exactly what I was saying, guys, that somehow I don't know how, I don't have the answers to it, but somehow you have to try to police what's going on with your kids, social media pages. I don't know what they have stuff coming out all the time. Like you said, they got all these different apps and this and that. I got the Cash App the other day, right? I had never messed with no Cash App, but I got it the other day, right? Put it on my phone, and so I sent it to my daughter and told her, "Hey, get this Cash App. Maybe one day I might have to send you some money or whatever." Right? She said, "Dad, I've been had the Cash App." I'm like, "Oh. Damn, you ain't tell me you had the Cash App, but whatever." But that's what they do, all right? They that's what they do. They right in the middle of this generation of technology and social media, everything that's going on now. Thing moving so fast, man. Everything moving so fast, My girls, they grew up so fast now. They both got cars. They be gone all the time. "Dad, I'll be back. I'm going to the mall." Okay. But you never know, if they going to the mall or if they going to some guy's house. Y'all with me? Or if they going to their friend's house. But you have to be, you have to trust them until they break that trust. You have to trust them until they break that trust. And then you have to teach them thing to do. My mom used to always tell me, if I teach you right, when you're out there without me, you're probably going to make the right decision because that's all you know. That's wisdom there, dog. That's wisdom there, guys. That's wisdom right there. If you teach them right, when they're out there without you, they probably going to make the right decision because that's all they know. And I want my girls to be thinking, damn, if I do this, boy, my dad going to be so hurt. My dad gonna act a fool if he find out I did this. You know what I'm saying? That's the way I used to be with my mom. You know, my dad wasn't around, but my mom, I was dead scared of her. So anything I did, I was like, man, if the consequences are gonna be I have to face her tonight or in the morning or whatever, man, this ain't going to turn out good for me. You know what I'm saying? So if your kids, they say, man, if I got to face dad or if I got to face mom after I do this, man, I don't think I'm going to do this. Y'all go on, man. I think I'm going to stay at the crib. So, you know, that's what I'm saying. I feel a real hurt for this 14-year-old girl and her family, especially her mom who gave her the permission to go with these guys. And but, you know, things happen. Things happen for a reason. And she didn't lose a life or anything. But that's something that'll be with her for life, right? That's something to be with both of them, her and her mom, for life. But this guy is 45-year-old. He's already a he's registered as a sex offender when he got out of jail in D.C. in November or whenever he got out of jail for sexual assault. He had registered as a sex offender. And then now he said, hey, nephew, man, you got to help me with this. What you got, huh? I need to get a hold of me a girl. And got a hold of her through Instagram. And then they played that role and lured her back to their place and raped her repeatedly. Sad story, man. Sad story. But it's a learning experience for not only them, but us as well. All right? It's a learning experience, guys. Take it. Don't lose it. Take it and implement it somehow into your family so that you can start to kind of monitor what's going on at home with your teenagers. Hey, guys, that's all the show I have for you today. I'm going to roll out. I'm going to shut it down, crank it down. I'm going to change gears and stick it in second. This frame. I'm over and I'm out. Have a good night, guys. I'll see you in about 23 and a half hours.
In the nighttime.
See you.
Trap with the chickens like bye-bye, bye-bye. Money changing colors like da-da.
Yeah, boogie, they sit on my lips. I didn't regret. Yeah, I'm petting, I don't gotta. dogs on the wall. We gon' ball when you free. Stop watching me. Democracy, you wanna copy me. Life's monopoly. Go copy some land and some property. AP, Rose, pink diamonds, wool. Whip up your soda. Diamonds off the road.
Keep watching me.
Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen wrist, just like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen wrist, just like a stir fry.